This segment is gross. It's gross, I tell you. Gross.
Back hair. It's everybody's favorite subject. We have a guy who's embraced his back hair. His name is Mike Wolf.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he's in Idaho. Where in Idaho, dude?
We're in Nampa, Idaho.
Right outside of Boise.
Look, man, we were just checking out calendhair.com.
I appreciate the play
exactly
on words.
Right.
This is a calendar unlike any other. It is photos of you, one per month, of your back hair shaved into different artists' renditions.
That's right. We let him really use his artistic space.
Now, who's him?
Him is Tyler Harding. He's actually right here with me. He's the artist behind all this.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know we were in the presence of an artist. Good, very good. Not just the canvas, but the artist. Can I talk about the canvas for a second? Dude,
you're talking to the canvas now.
Yeah, how thick how thick is it when you just let it go?
Well, this is the exact one we let go. So 9 months usually gets me a pretty thick canvas, but I try to do a shaving every 4.
Now, but I mean, I'm talking is it like an inch diameter of hair from your body?
Oh, yeah, no question.
I mean, is it more? I mean, do you have like 2 inches of fur on your back?
Well, no, I mean, it's not like I can make it into dreadlocks or anything like that, but but it can get a little inch more, inch or a little bit more than that. Yeah.
Does it cover the whole back? I mean, I'm talking like from neck to crack.
We're a little shy at the very bottom, but other than that, we're pretty good. We're really strong. We're really strong on the lateral shank.
Okay. Now, with your wife, I mean, she knew about your, like, you had the back hair when you got married, right?
I did, yes.
And, well, I mean, does she just deals with it? And, I mean, what is a back rub with you like?
Well, I guess she saw the monetary potential, and so that's why she stayed with me, right?
Oh, I guess
right.
So.
Obviously. She must have. It looks like it's on the front, though, too. I'm seeing the one with the bikini or the bra shaved into the chest hair. That's pretty rad.
Yeah. And the best part about that one is it actually connects underneath the arm.
Wow, it goes all the way around. It's functional.
You're a furry man. You are very furry.
You're a human sweater is what you are. Well, you've done an amazing thing here, Mike, and you can check it out on calendhair.com. Tell us what you've done for the month of January.
The month of January, we did obviously the cheersing champagne glasses.
New year and then 2 champagne glasses clinking. Let's skip right to May. What's
let's
happening on your back in May?
The mariachi band. So the mariachi guitar player.
Yes!
That's a good bio.
I love
and
the
that's
puns.
A, that's, of course, for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes. Let's see. May, June, what July, American flag. Nice.
And America the Beautiful.
What is August?
America the Beautiful. Yep. It's majestic.
What is August, Mike?
August actually was one of our favorites. Those are my 2 kids, and it's back here to school time, right? So they're all going back here to school, and so we had to put a backpack in there. Only fitting.
This is really funny. Wow.
Do you ever run into the issue that, like, the canvas can't replenish fast enough?
Yeah.
Like, do you seed your back hair?
Well, I would love to seed it. I'll tell you what, if anybody creates a chia pet for back hair, just let me know. And maybe I can be the spokesperson for that company. However, no, it's usually about 4 months. It's usually about 4 months until we can do another shaving. So it's taken us years. I mean, the first shaving that we did was in 2008.
Mike, we're talking with Mike Wolf from Idaho, calendhair.com. He's created a calendar of shavings of his back hair, and you're donating some of the proceeds to charity, Mike?
Charity is Gates of Hope, so it's an orphanage out of Nairobi, Kenya.
Oh,
and
wow.
A friend of mine went there right after college kind of for his internship and really fell in love. His heart went out to these kids that were really, at the time, not very well off. And so 10% of our income and 10% of all the income from Calend Hair will actually go to put these kids through school, get them the proper medical attention and stuff like that.
All right, one more question. Have you ever tried parting your back hair?
Parting it?
Yes.
Was that the question? Have I tried parting it?
That's correct, yes. Like, you know, you could do it jacked to like 70 style down the middle, or like maybe you have a natural part like down your left or right lat.
You know what? I haven't tried parting it, but I have tried parting it, which is funny because that's a little play on words because the guy who shaves my back is Tyler Harding.
A Harding and I see.
I see.
So I have tried Harding my back, yes.
This guy and the wordplay, I'm into it a lot.
Well done, Mike. You're a hero of ours, obviously, doing the Lord's work with what he gave you. Calendhair.com. Buy one, laugh all year, and some of the money goes to charity, too.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. It was fun.
Yeah, man. Dude, this if he lived, say, in a beach-friendly state, like, and wanted that back, he could send some electrolysis kid to college four times over.
Oh, absolutely.
That's actually a life's work of electrolysis. Right.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
She just brushes. I was thinking about that. I'm like, she doesn't massage him, the wife. She just brushes him.
I'm happy that the charity isn't, you know, if you like, if you wound up getting a, I hear that, you know, when you get a wig, it's like from some 12-year-old girl in India. You know, shave your head and, you know, give it. It's okay. It grows back, Lindsay, and she's the girl's fine.
Okay.
But if you had got like a toupee from this guy.
Right.